Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to be starting Be'ez Hashem Shiurim in the Sefer Mishlei. Very exciting. I love Mishlei. Hope you do too. And the Shiurim should be, all of them should be a schus for Rabbi Yitzchak Menachem and Gittel Mol Brian Dalea, Mori Verabi, David Shukrala Ben Rachel, Shmuel Minyam and Tishna Rachalea, Moshe Shimon Brian Akela, and Aaron Ryan Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai, and Yosef Ezra ben Esther, Shmuel Tzvi ben David Akiva, and Yaakov Dov ben David Akoin, and everybody listening, it should be a schus for all of you that we're able to learn Torah together. We're basing ourselves, at least for this year, hopefully in the future as well, on the Sefer Beis Vad, which is a collection of Vadim, of Shiurim given in a yeshiva in Netanya, Shiva Saradin in Netanya, on the Sefer Mishlei, excellent series of Shiurim by a certain Rav Schlanger, whose family is from the Rova, whose father is a Rav in the Rova, and based on the Shiurim of Rav Moshe Shapiro Shlita. And we begin without any further ado. I read the first seven psukim. Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael, the Proverbs of Shlomo, the son of David, the king of Israel. Ladas Chochmo Musar, to make known words of wisdom and discipline. Lahavin Imre Bina, to make words of understanding discernible. Lakachas Musar Haskel, to accept wise discipline. Tzedek Umishbat Umeisharim, righteousness, justice, and fairness. Lases Lepsoim Orma. Lenar Das Umezima, to provide simpletons with cleverness, a youth with knowledge and discretion. Yishma chacham v'yosef lekach, that a wise one may hear and increase his learning. V'navoin tachbulois yiknan, a discerning one may acquire stratagems. Lahavin mashal umelitza, divrei chachamim v'chidoisam, to hear and understand parable and epigram, the words of the wise and their riddles. Yiras adonai reishis Doas, Chachmo, Musar, Avilim, Bazu. The fear of Hashem is the beginning of knowledge. Foolish ones scorn wisdom and discipline. We're beginning Sefer Mishlei, and we're going to talk about the beginning of the Sefer, which is written in the style of a father turning to his son to raise him B'derech Chaim. Most of the first prakim are discussing, are calling out to this child to be zochet to chachma, to be involved in wisdom, to merit having wisdom and understanding, and to separate a person from those things that corrupt one's understanding, that cause one to lose understanding. And it contrasts the maila of chachma against the shiflus, the great detriment of leaving chachma. And that's what he says here, corresponding to ladas chachma musar. Chachma musar avilim bazu, the fools scorn this wisdom. They have no mean, there's no meaning for them to have chachma, the mile of chachma. They're not interested in chachma. They're interested in the scorecard. They're interested in falafel and pizza. Not in Chochmah. The primary difference between good and bad, good and evil, is in this nekuda of how you relate to Chochmah. The Avilim are boze Chochmah. It's not an ikar b'metzias. It doesn't add to a person's life. And Mishlei in the first prakim shows how the ikar of life is Chochmah. Bereshis Bara Elokim, Targum Yonasan says, B'chachmasa Bara Elokim. Everything is created on the yesodos of Chachma and B'koach HaChachma. All of creation is Chachma. And therefore, somebody who grabs onto Chachma is grabbing onto all the Metzias, and his life is a life of Emes and Shleimus. Somebody who leaves Chachma goes in darkness and constantly stumbles, and there's no value to his life. As it says in Koheles, V'yisron das ha-chochma, V'yisron das ha-chochma techaye ba'aleho. that the Chachma gives a person life. Chachma and Das. And it says in Kohelet, Sheyesh Yisroel L'Chachma and Asichlus Kisroel Roman HaChoshech, wisdom over foolishness is like light over darkness. HaChacham Einov B'Roshah V'Aksil B'Choshech Olech. L'Chacham has eyes in his mind, and the fool walks in darkness. So we can understand the meaning of comparing wisdom to life with a mashal. A fool walks into a museum, and there are all these very valuable artifacts from history and artistic, special artistic creations. If he doesn't know what this place is all about, so he thinks this is like a garbage heap. All these weird things just thrown here without any specific order. So since he doesn't know the value of this little piece of metal, which was from it was part of a sword used in the war of Avram Avinu against the four kings. So he doesn't know, wow, what a valuable artifact, a remnant of the war of Avram Avinu against the four kings, a 5,000 year old artifact reminding us of the great history of the Jewish people, where it all began. So he thinks it's a garbage dump. This is this piece and that piece and an old stone and a coin. Nothing matters to him. So it's as if he doesn't appreciate it, it's torture. But if you explain to him what everything means, then he's like, wow, this is amazing. And you say, you see that little coin, it's worth $2 million. It was Napoleon's. So he's gonna find an interest in everything, and he'll get tremendous hanah from the beauty, from the order. So to wisdom, the essence of wisdom, to understand things, to see how everything is pre-planned, how there's such depth in creation, how things have meaning, things have purpose. And the Ksil, the fool, everything is chance. So there's no line here that's no purpose. There's no method to the madness. HaChacham Einav Barosho V'Aksil B'Choshech Holech. The Chacham has eyes in his head, and the fool walks in darkness. Somebody who understands the mashmos of the world and knows the Seder of the Creator, he lives with light, and he's filled with Sipuk, with Hatzlacha. He has such satisfaction. Life has meaning. Everything has meaning. The ups have meaning. The downs have meaning. Chachma. Without Chachma, the world is darkness. What am I doing here? What meaning does everything have? The book is called Mishlei because of the Mishalim. It's Mashma. That's the Ikar Chiddush of the Sefer. And so the Gemara says that the Torah, Erevin and Daf Chvalafam at Beis, Izein v'chiker v'tiken Mishalim harbi amar ulma relazer b'tchilai satara doma l'kfifa shein lo znayim acheba shlomo v'aslo znayim. The Torah was originally like a big basket without any handles. You couldn't pick it up. It was not pickable upable. And then Shlomo made it pickable upable. He made these mishalim to help us understand Torah. So he used the koach hamashal. He gave a beis achizi. You see the power of a mashal. The Goyen Mivilna used to invite the Magen Midivino to tell him mishalim. Even the Goyen with all of his godless needed Mishalom to get Musar from the Torah. Everyone likes a Mashal, everyone likes a good story. It helps you understand, helps you connect, it makes it real, it brings it alive. And the reason is because the Yisoid of Chachma is to understand that it's the Ikar HaMetzius. And everything in the world is Noig B'Chachma. You can find Chachma in everything. You look at everything from Rabat of Chachma, even from a Tipesh. You can learn Chachma from the Tipesh by learning how not to be. By learning what he is and what he should be. And also Chachma, even simple people have Chachma, children have tremendous Chachma. And that's what it says in Malachim. V'yechka mikol adam afilu min atipshim. Shlomo Melech was a Chacham from everybody. What does it mean from everybody? Even from the Tipshim, you learn from the Tipshim. You can learn from everybody. There's Chachma in the Briya. And that was the Chacham of Shlomo Melech, the author of Mishlei, to see the Chacham and everything in the Bria. Lechel nemalat seo reidu rachav v'chacham. Mishlei vav vav. You can look at the zrizis of an amala, like the Gemara says, who gathers food, to learn zrizis from an amala, to see the Chacham and everything. And that's the Koyach HaMashal, to understand that Torah is not just godly wisdom, it's megale chokhma in dvarim ha-mitsuyim, just in life, in daily life, that relate to business, relate to relationships, relate to everything. Life, Torah's life. See the chokhma in life. Serve Hashem with das. From everything you extract, you sell this in avodas Hashem. And that wasn't found in the Torah until Shlomo came with his Mishalim. And he made Oznaim LaTorah that people could understand the Torah better. It's like handles to a basket. And the Ksilim, they don't understand. They don't see the Chacham in the world. And they lose out on life. So let's see the words of Shlomo HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chof and An. We'll read and translate. I have an excellent Tanakh here. It's the Keter Crown Bible Chorev. Very, very well done. So that's the Hebrew and English text that I'm using. Rav Ravi Shachar is the translator. So we give him a Yasher Koach. Pasuk Chof. Chochmas Bachutz Tarona. Barachovos titen kola. Wisdom sings out in the street and gives out its voice in the squares. Birosh homios tikra bifischei sha'arim bi'ira morea somar. Somer. It cries out at the head of noisy throngs, at the entrance of gates. In the city it speaks its words. Ad masai psoim te'ehavu te'ehavu pes fesi v'leitzin latzon chamdulahem. Uchsilim yisnu das. How long, O simpletons, will you love folly? Scoffers covet mockery for themselves, and fools hate knowledge. Tashuvu l'sochachti, hinei abia lachem ruchi, odia dvarai eschem. Return to my reproof. See, I will express my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. Yan karasi vatimaenu natisi yadi ve'ein makshiv. But because I've called you and you refused, but because I stretched out my hand and no one listened. Vatifru kol atzatzi v'sochachti lo avisem. And you rejected my every counsel and didn't desire my reproof. Gam ani be'eitchem eschok elag bevo fachdechem. I too will laugh at your misfortune and mock when your dread arrives. Bivo chishoa pachtechem ve'etchem kesufa ye'ese bivo aleichem tzara v'tzuka. When your fear arrives, a sudden darkness and misfortune comes like a storm, when affliction and oppression will come upon you. Az yikra'unini v'lo ene yishacharunini v'lo yimtza'unini. I like those unini, very Hasidic. They will call me, but I will not answer. They will search for me, but they will not find me. Tachas kisanu das v'yiras adonai lo yivacharu. Because they hated knowledge and didn't choose to fear Hashem. Lo avu la'atzasi no'atzu kol tochachti. They did not desire counsel. They spurned all my reproof. V'yochlu mipri darkam umimo'atzoseyim yisbo'u. They will eat the fruit of their way and they will be sated by their own with their own schemes. Ki meshuvas psoyim targem v'shalvas ksilim ta'abdem. For the tranquility of the simpletons will kill them, and the contentment of fools will destroy them. V'shoimei li yishkon betach v'shanan mipachad ro. But he who listens to me will dwell securely and will be undisturbed by fear of evil. Shlomo HaMelech shows that Chacham is found everywhere. And through this, it's publicized that the whole world relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of Chachma. And the Ksilim go in the darkness. They don't see the Metzias. And that's why they make mistakes.
And that's why Chochma laughs at foolishness. Gam ni be'eitchem eschak elav bevopachtechem. To show that they're living outside the Metzius. Look at you guys, you're such fools. And they have no kiyum in the world. The fact that the Torah is the Metzius is indicated by the fact that the Torah is one Mahalach. And we see how in Seder Moed we have Rayas from Kachim and Taras. And B'chol Inyanei HaTorah, it's all Matim, everything is interconnected. And that's the Soda Chochma, that's the Kava Pnimi of the Metzius, that's the deeper approach, Mahalach line of reality, and that everything is all one, it's all connected, obviously, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Koach of Torah. It gives a person Eitzah v'sushia, it says in Avos Perek Vav. And you see Gedolei Yisrael, that people go to them for Eitzah. The Chazon Ish knew it all from the Gemara. He once made a diagram for somebody. He heard this from the Rebbe. I heard it from an unimpeachable source. That Shlita. That somebody once came to him and he wrote a diagram of, I forget which organ it was, but a certain organ in the person's body, and he showed where the doctor should operate. And the person showed the doctor the diagram and he was blown away. He came all the way to Bnei Brak to see the Chazon Ish. Not so many doctors living in Bnei Brak, at least not then. And he said, what university did you study at? Barely any doctors in the world know this. Professors know about this surgery, and you knew. What university? He said, the University of Maseches Chulin. He learned it from the Gemara. So that's Chochma Satorah. Rav Chalap also once was talking about how many, forget exactly what it was, but he was talking about the eye and the brain and the connections between the eye and the brain, and how many pathways there are in between them. Something to that effect. And the doctor said, how did you know that? And he said, in the Arizal. Tremendous chachma in the Torah. The Torah is about life. Shalom rav l'avesar sechav ein lamo michshol. There's no michshol, there's no stumbling. A person goes right, he does, things will be good for him. Not that everything's always going to go his way, that's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's up to us, we'll make the right decisions. We'll always act with chachma no matter what. Even going to the gas chambers, B'Yishuv Adas, and singing and thanking Hashem that you get to die al Kiddush Shemot, it's also a type of chachma, of understanding the world, that there's a mahalach in the world. Chachma's bachutz tarona, you can even see outside that there's chachma, not only in the Beis Medrash. Gam ani be'etchem eschak, and when there's a downfall for the fools, wisdom laughs, because it says, you guys were so foolish, why don't you come with me? Call me Shein Bodea. Asa l'rachim ala the Gemara says, somebody doesn't have das, one's not out of rachmanis on him, because rachamim is shayich to somebody who wants to go in the derech of shlemus, and you have to help him. But if somebody's going in the opposite direction, rachamim won't help him. The difference between a wise man and a fool is not something specific. It's the whole tefisas hametzias, the whole way of looking at the world, the reality. Chachmo musar avilim bazu. What we think, we hope to be shaykh to the Chachamim, is life, is Metzius, for the Avilim, for the fools, it's, they're mevazit. It's disgraceful in their eyes, it's nothing, it's meaningless. What for us is true life, for them is nonsense, is a joke. So the purpose of Sefer Mishlei is to see the ra mitoch hatov, take people out of darkness, to exhort them to return to light, to chachma, to live lives of chachma, and we should be zocheh mitzvah Hashem to internalize the lessons, and we'll continue next time. Bez Hashem, it was very, very nice learning with you. Thank you very much for joining me. We should be zocheh to learn a lot more together. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.